Well, that kind of thing is like, I mean, why didn't Gautama talk about conditions on the astral plane? Because it wasn't considered relevant or essential to the purpose for which he gave teaching. Comprehensive understanding of the astral plane wasn't appropriate for Howard Storm. Likewise, he's not critical to the development of green, blue, indigo. Or the development of love and healing, self-healing. That's why it's not presented here more. Here we can we see. I think, I mean, that's why I think this book is invaluable or profoundly valuable because for those who can see that this is true, and I think it's quite true, we see how complicated and how rich. And how profoundly meaningful existence as a whole is by seeing some, only a few, really, of the dynamics of the astral plane and, you know, by Dr. Louise's journey. We see many other things, like the case of Veneranda and her spiritual achievement. And decision to remain tied or associated with 3D space-time and time-space, and Dr. Louise's mother, and these two entities in the you know that come and go. There's a lot going on, and how rich creation is. Higher dimensions are even more complicated or rich with activity than simply 3D space-time, even more, much more. So. It's just specific, appropriate teaching or teaching geared to an understanding of the deeper needs of the beings in any particular dimension in accord with the teacher's own mind, right? I mean, I don't teach Buddhism strictly because I personally feel benefit from this broader, eclectic. Multidisciplinary or multi tradition approach to spiritual understanding. But some people will say, no, you know, really, you should just be meditating 8 hours a day. And that's valuable too. So, depends on each person. But I hope it's been useful to help open your eyes further. I think that's what it certainly intends to do. Yeah. I think, number one, there are not too many ordinary people listening to my YouTube channel. And so, this is really a presentation for wanderers. Our presentation is mainly for, you know, people obviously listening on the channel, and they're
Sure.
mainly wanderers, while the book was really written for 3D natives, or those that are seeking the kingdom of heaven on earth, or kingdom of heaven and fourth density harvest. Nevertheless, for wanderers who find this useful, or anyone who has some significant spiritual development or commitment already, it helps us open our eyes wider and also prepare, as you're saying, which is critical. And that was mentioned in an earlier chapter about Dr. Louise realizing how much time he's wasted. And we waste a lot of time, or we get involved with trivial things a lot. And, you know, there's a value to that. I do that. I think we all get involved in trivial pursuit now and then, or regularly. The real question is, are we fulfilling the basic life purpose? And the basic life purpose is, you know, evolution of mind, body, spirit. And doing that which another may think is wasting our time may not be wasting our time. It may be a necessary rest or play or light-mindedness time. And if one is doing one's homework, one can play. Or one doesn't feel guilty playing. I don't feel guilty not working if I do my work. And in school, that means doing your homework and passing your test and getting a pretty good grade. in the school of life after the institutions. I think it means really being honest with the degree to which we feel we're fulfilling essential life purpose, which really means the degree to which we're both learning, growing, and serving, right? Learning, thereby growing, in what? In, you know, mind, heart, in green, blue, indigo, in the qualities of heart, qualities of mind, and spiritual awareness, and will, and right decision, and forgiveness, and appreciation of all. To the extent that we're doing learning and growth and some kind of satisfying, meaningful service to other, then I think we can feel we're doing our homework, we're doing our work, we're living our life, fulfilling life purpose somewhat. How much, we don't know. And more effort doesn't necessarily translate to greater learning and growth and service. It's more quality than quantity. But it's important, I think we can see. This is why I felt that this was a very important contribution to the YouTube channel, or for us to spend our time on, because there are countless spiritual teachings being given in every chapter. This is not elementary or introductory like you might have sensed or felt before. In every case there are principles. In every page we're seeing principles that we can apply possibly to our own lives, like how to talk to people when they're in a certain state of mind, or the range of service activities going on in the non-physical, how that relates to us as wanderers being here, and the importance of our presence, even if we are obscure and humble, or obscure. And so I just think this is, I'm also glad we're doing this, and I thank you for accepting the obligation, the responsibility of doing your part here. So, but I really think that a lot of people are stuck at levels of issues of self-worth, issues of self-image and sense of self, second chakra stuff, and spiritual instruction like this regarding after death. It's interesting. It's important if they can approach it, if they want it, it's great. But I don't think many people, even who are going to find themselves in the astral city, will be listening to this channel for sure. Not, but certainly the spiritist movement in Brazil and other countries attracts a lot of people who are more green ray than blue green, and can learn a lot from, for sure. And let's wrap up. Yeah, yeah. You have to. I think people. one has to have one's life in order. to have the leisure time and the leisure in mind to listen to, theoretical metaphysics. Right, they're still working through the personal. And then this kind of thing isn't practical and relevant, and therefore it's right that they don't pay attention, because it's right that people pay attention, I think, to what's relevant and practical. And like I said, people, place, and work, getting those squared out, getting those healed and well fashioned, the people we're with, the place we're living, the work or daily activity, when those are done well, wander or not, the person has leisure in body, mind, leisure time, and space in mind, peace of mind, relatively, to be able to go into spiritual philosophy. Right, right. Yeah, there are people who don't have a lot of money, don't have friends and family or community or people nearby that they can share deeply with, and they're not quite so happy where they're living, but have enough to live on and have good enough health and have enough mental, emotional stability to go into higher teachings that feed the spirit more than the mind. I think that was the sort of sense you were giving, is that spiritual truth, truth, like the raw material, particularly, resonates with soul and exposes the conscious mind to what the subconscious already knows regarding the nature of self and the path and life purpose and creation. That deep mind resonance, the resonance with what soul knows, changes the conscious mind considerably and brings light to the sky of mind in a certain way. And, that's good work. So we do our good work, and whoever can get it gets it, and that's that. So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It may be helpful in the early phases of fourth density. It also may be helpful. I mean, I'm quite sure that the integration of the raw material with Buddhism, even though, compared to higher teachers or higher dimensional instruction, this is very elementary. Everything I've done on Buddhism is very elementary, actually, to Buddhism. And compared to, great teachers who are third stage and fourth stage awakened, right? Non-returners and Arahant can do a whole better job than me, for sure. But I think it's quite relevant to sixth density wanderer groups that, for one reason or another, have insufficiently exposed themselves to straight Buddha Dharma. While that's available, I think a lot of also fourth and fifth density groups in the Confederation, for one reason or another, haven't downloaded or asked for bhikkhu instruction, monks' instruction. It's very similar. There's a very obscure case that maybe we talked about in the Billy Meyer teaching, where the Pleiadian Semyase talks to Billy Meyer about a particular entity, and you can Google it. His name is Arahat Atursatta. Arahat, and that's the old one of the words for Arhant is Arahat. Atar, I think it's like Attersata. Arahat Atursatta, who just happens to be an Arhant. That's why he's called Arahat. Atursatta was his Pali, or Sanskrit Indian name. And the Pleiadians say, or Semyase says to Billy Meyer, we can't always tap into this guy. He kind of comes and goes, and we, periodically get some instruction from him, but he's at a much, much higher level than us. He's coming in from eighth density, if he's really an Arahant. And so, meanwhile, the Pleiadians have a lot of other things going on than, I mean, they're particularly 4D positive groups are particularly related to 3D in ways that 5 and 6 are not. Fifth density is more self enclosed, and sixth density is back more resonant with the fourth density involvement in the lower dimensional assistance, right? Yeah, the integration is very helpful. Interestingly, there's a various discussion of Arahat Atarsata in the Billy Meyer discussion groups and the text. And here's a brief one you can one can it's actually Arahat Arahat Atarsata Athersata. It says that he Arahat Atarsata is also the first level or plane where dwelling plane of dwelling where of pure spirit forms. Sounds like eighth density, as an understanding that all dimensions of this octave are form-based, or light, love, light, intelligent energy is form, compared to the next octave, where it's even, that it doesn't exist. There isn't the same basis of intelligent energy, I think. I'm not sure about that, or maybe it is, but it's a higher than the seven-dimensional frequencies. It takes a spirit 60 to 80 billion years to evolve into this pure spirit form. So that's the difference between Ra 2 billion years older than Earth, than 3D physical, versus Arahatasattva, 80 billion, 60 to 80 billion years, which is maybe it takes 70 billion years to go from sixth to eighth density. But of course, time is very, completely fluidic and completely different than as we experience it, here in sixth, seventh, eighth densities. But yeah, the integration is useful for those who can handle it. So, okay, thanks everybody. Take good care of yourselves and see you next time. Okay, goodbye.